Hour number three of Free Talk Live is upon us. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I am Gardner, and she is...
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday night. Remember the number toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the way to participate and the way to make things fun. It's your show. It's your freedom we're talking about on Free Talk Live, which can be heard Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 on most stations. And particularly on Saturday nights, it's great to have you along for the ride for this last hour. We've got many things to cover for this last hour. Julia's got a number of subjects. I've got a number of subjects. And, oh, I can't wait to introduce you to my friend, Lord King God, Sir Bob Geldof. Oh, yes. Bob Geldof. He telling us that more money should be taken from us to feed starving Africans as he wears his specially made sunglasses and his specially made shirt and drinks specially made seltzer water. Ah, Sir Lord Bob Geldof. Wait to hear this one about the G8 conference. But we have been talking about education with our guest earlier, Neil McCluskey, author of Feds in the Classroom. And then we started talking about flag stomping, which is not a new dance. It's something that in Nebraska is frowned upon. We don't like your flag stomping. You stop doing that and take your flag stomping elsewhere. We have a law against that sort of fiddle faddle, and you're just going to have to go away. So, anyway, we're going to talk about that if you want to. The number is 800-259-9231, or you can introduce a topic you want to discuss. So let's get into it right now. Let's go to Frank in my former home state of Connecticut. Frank, thanks for talking to us on Free Talk Live. How's it going, man?
Oh, very good. Are you watching the judicial reform going on in our state?
And the
fact that our highest Supreme Court judge, Chief Justice Sullivan, was found guilty of trying to fix the judicial nominations?
No, tell us about that. I'm sure people outside Connecticut would love to hear this because we've had experiences ourselves with real good justices.
Well, essentially, ruling concerning FOIA was sealed by Chief Justice Sullivan. And a certain nominee that he had in mind to Governor Rell was kept out of the the ruling was kept out of her sight, so he could nominate this Chief Justice nominate Justice Rell to become Chief Justice.
Okay, and is anybody taking any? Oh, he got caught. So are there possible impeachment talks going on with this guy?
There's been some talk of impeachment, but I doubt very much the Connecticut legislature will follow through with it. But they are having hearings at the legislature on him, but this comes after the Judicial Review Council ruled on his guilt. But they just gave him a slap on the wrist.
A slap on the wrist. You know, we had something like that, Frank, in New Hampshire a number of years ago. It was almost 10 years ago. They had this impeachment proceeding against the Supreme Court, the head of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice. His name was David Brock.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some inner workings about a case where there were divorce proceedings, and one of the justices, it was actually his divorce, and a man should have been recused, and it was just ridiculous. And so this guy, Brock, was impeached. And
they were successful doing it.
Yeah, well, the amazing thing is that after they voted to impeach this guy in the House of Representatives, some of the legislators, these people had the gall to say, oh, it's so sad that he's going to be leaving. He's only 4 months away from his retirement and his pension. And they wanted to vote to give the guy his pension. Can you believe it?
Scratching each other's backs like they always do.
I couldn't believe it. We actually had, it was stunning. We had the Speaker of our House, Donna Sitek, who should not have been in that position in any stretch of the imagination. She was so unequipped to be in that position as a Speaker of a House. She was so unfamiliar with natural rights philosophy or our Constitution. She should have just, been out flipping burgers instead at some, fast food joint. She would have been doing people a better service. She's lobbying to give this guy his money when it was by his own actions that they had determined he should have been removed from office.
Well, the question is how do you conduct a proper change at the legislative level? I believe you had a caller before, Bob Bertrand,
mm-hmm.
and his thing is to you know, don't vote for lawyers. I'm sure you've heard his line.
You know,
but, I've argued with him. You know, that's a great idea, but it just takes so many years. And why can't court cases be able to bring up constitutional issues and be able to help change and reform law? That's one of the questions I have in a case I'm involved with, which I won't talk about.
Okay.
And but one thing that's good that happened with the Sullivan affair is that the legislature did put through a bill to oversee all judicial rules. Or make it stronger. And there's a few other things happening. But on the other hand, there's a lot of whitewashing going on.
Well, you know,
I myself put in a bill to the Connecticut legislature. Representative O'Neill sponsored it to replicate what's happening at Congress, H.R. 5219, the installation of an inspector general of the judiciary. And I took that bill and I cloned it and modified it a little bit, and I entered it into the Connecticut legislature, and they just dropped it. You know?
Well, of course, Frank, what it does is, you know, I would go back to the general problem that we have with government itself, and you know, it seems like no matter what sort of hurdles or barriers you put up to try to stop this or slow this down, you get a slow blurring of the laws, the people with the special interests are going to find ways to manipulate the system, whether they're attorneys and they're on the bar in Connecticut or they're legislators and they're getting money from the NEA. They're going to find ways to expand government to make it less addressable. And you might have gotten a little victory there. It sounds interesting, but, you know, I wouldn't count on it, which leads me back to my, you know, free marketeer anarchist view, which is I wish we could just do this through the marketplace and get government the heck out of the way. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Frank. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Hey, you know, Julie, I wanted to mention something, too, and while we have the opportunity to do this, there's something very important. We started the show talking about this New Hampshire court case with John Lynch trying to kowtow to a totally fictitious Supreme Court ruling that says there is a right to education codified in the state constitution. And I would love to challenge any of those justices to some sort of a debate because we would destroy them easily, very, very quickly, and there is no doubt it's 100% we would wipe them out. But here's the interesting thing about it. Many people don't understand why it is that the legislature, they always say, oh, we have co-equal branches of government. If we're going to talk about the limited government level, we'll get into the anarchist side of it and the free market side of it later. But if we're talking about limited government on the state level, maybe in Connecticut, New Hampshire, the United States, why is it that people always say we have co-equal branches? They are wrong. We don't have co-equal branches. The legislature is the most powerful branch, and the reason they are is because, recognizably, they have the impeachment power. They can remove the other branches, and we can remove the legislature.
Well, it sounds nice in government history class in 10th grade.
Right, right, exactly. But they don't tell you. They always tell you that it's co-equal. And the reason that the legislature has the power to remove not only the executive, but the members of the judiciary in most states, including New Hampshire, is this. Many people think that if a Supreme Court rules that a law is unconstitutional, it takes the law off the books, which is false. The law still stands. It's just that on appeal, no prosecutors will prosecute those laws because they know on appeal it will be appealed back to the final appellate body, which is what we're supposed to be talking about, the Supreme Court. And with the same members aboard, they know that the court would find the plaintiff, the defendant, not guilty. So, for example, if you have a situation where the court rules that the local portion of your education tax on your property taxes in your town is unconstitutional because it's supposed to be a state tax and you withhold your local property taxes in your town, the prosecutors won't prosecute you because they'll know that it'll go back up to the Supreme Court and they'll find you not guilty, which is why the legislature is supposed to remove the court to reset the balance. It's like rebooting the government system. Nobody gets that. We'll return. 800-259-9231. And when we do, we've got a great story coming up about Bob Geldof, and Julia's got one ready for you, too. We'll return. Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The program doesn't stop. It takes a pause, but it continues. It's Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. Also, you can find us on your, hopefully, your local radio station, and we're going to be trying to expand that much more through Ian and Mark and their efforts. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, filling in for Ian and Mark, and along with
Julia.
And we are ready to take your calls at 800-259-9231 all across the country, all across the world, through the interweb thing, that series of tubes, as Ted Stevens, who's so familiar with the Internet, might say. Remember, he's the guy who's in charge of the committee in the Senate of Washington, D.C., to regulate the Internet, and he didn't even know what an email was. He said, "I received one of these Internets the other day." He meant an email. That's government for you. They do things so efficiently, isn't it? Wonderful to think about all the great things they do with our money and our time. Like, for example, trying to apprehend people who are only affecting themselves. For example, those who take drugs. Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted if you happen to have some of that marijuana stuff? Go to NeverGetBusted.com. That's NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. It's NeverGetBusted.com. Check it out. They've got some very interesting tips. Now, we have a couple things that we can do before we go. And in this segment, I'm gonna tantalize and tease before I get to the Bob Geldof thing. We're going to do that in the next segment. But, Julia, you had another story about Vermont. And I love this story. Tell us about this.
It's about Vermont secession. And the reason I wanted to talk about this tonight was because I just feel like the federal government is so large and out of control. I do not see the problem being solved anytime soon. It's such a big mess. I think that the only solution is secession. And I would like to see New Hampshire secede first, but I also would like to see other states secede, because if one person does it, then perhaps they'll give other states who have been considering it, or at least there's groups in certain states who have, or lobbying for it, or trying to achieve that, to have the courage to do it themselves. And then we could see sort of a domino effect of states pulling out of the union.
It would be an amazing thing to see. And it's incredible that Vermont is doing it, one of the most socialized states in the
nation. Well,
that's
what's so funny about it, because in California, too, in Hawaii, there's secession movements, and those are some of the most socialist states in the union.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. And the story cropped up, and I want to thank Wayne, who's often here during the week, I believe on Wednesdays. Wayne forwarded me this message, and I got to see the article, and I would not have seen it if it hadn't been for Wayne. You were on top of it yourself, Julia.
That's right.
I compliment you, but I wasn't on this. So I did get to see it thanks to Wayne, and then afterwards I spoke to you, and you had seen this article too. So tell us about what's going on in Vermont.
All right, this from Montpelier. At Riverwalk Records, the all-vinyl record store just down the street from the state capitol, the black U.S. out of Vermont t-shirts are among the hottest sellers.
Yeah.
But to some people in Vermont, the idea is bigger than just a $20 novelty. They want Vermont to secede from the United States, peacefully, of course. Disillusioned by what they call an empire about to fail, a small cadre of writers and academics is plotting political strategy and planting the seeds of separatism. They've published a Green Mountain Manifesto, subtitled Why and How Tiny Vermont Might Help Save America from Itself by Seceding from the Union. They hope to put the question before citizens at town meeting day next March, eventually persuading the state legislature to declare independence, returning Vermont to the status it held from 1777 to 1791. Whether it's likely is another question. But the idea has found plenty of sympathetic ears in Vermont, a left-leaning state that says yes to civil unions, no to slavery before any other, and last year elected a socialist to the U.S. Senate.
Ugh.
About 300 people turned out for the 2005 secession convention in the State House, and plans for a second one are in the works. A poll this year by the University of Vermont's Center for Rural Studies found that 13% of those surveyed support secession, up from 8% a year before. The argument for secession is that the United States has become an empire that is essentially ungovernable. It's too big, it's too corrupt, and it no longer serves the needs of its citizens, said Rob Williams, editor of Vermont Commons, a quarterly newspaper dedicated to secession. Congress and the executive branch are being run by the multinationals. We have electoral fraud, rampant corporate corruption, a culture of militarism and war. If you care about democracy and self-governance of any kind of representative system, the only constitutional way to preserve what's left of the republic is to peacefully take apart the empire.
Wow. You know, I know there's probably a little bit more left in the piece, but
right.
I just have to say, what if Abraham Lincoln heard somebody saying something like this?
Well, didn't he hear people saying stuff like this? And
yeah.
He didn't like it too much.
He didn't like it, did he?
No. Nope.
Please continue. I love it. It's great.
Such movements have a long history. Key West, Florida staged a mock secession from America in the 1980s. The town of Killington, Vermont, tried to break away and join New Hampshire in 2004. That was actually funny because New Hampshire said they could if Vermont said it was okay.
Yeah,
if I'm
we were ready to. They were having meetings.
Yeah.
And everything was great.
Hawaii, Alaska, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Texas all have some form of secession organizations today. The Vermont movement, which is being pushed by several different groups, has been bubbling up for years, but has gained new traction in the wake of the disenchantment over the Iraq War, rising oil prices, and the formation of pro-secession groups.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was switching pages and going slow.
Oh, no problem. No problem. There's a comment in that article somewhere by somebody, I think, from like the Brookings Institute or something like that, where he says, well, that was pretty much... That was a debate that was pretty much answered by Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, the Civil War pretty much did that. It's like, oh, really? Well, maybe the answer was wrong. I don't understand why it is that if you voluntarily enter into a union, a marriage, that the only way to keep a union together is by force of arms. I'm confused by that. It's very interesting.
Right. Well, if I'm not mistaken, when these states entered the Union, they were under the impression that they could leave at any time.
That's the idea. In fact, many people are unaware, and it strikes me as odd that people are unaware, that there were secession movements prior to the Civil War, and they didn't have any problem with them. It wasn't as if politicians like Abraham Lincoln, who was a congressman at that time, or it might have been just before he ran for Congress, were speaking out saying, no, you can't leave this union. You're chained to it like a ball and chain. You've got to stay. Of course, he couldn't allow the South to secede because the North was taking advantage of a great deal of tariff money that the South had to pay for products that they were getting because the Northern congressmen and Abraham Lincoln were all in favor of tariffs. The South wanted to leave. They didn't want to attack the North.
Right.
And the thing that really bugs me is when you talk about secession, everybody says, oh, well, you know, that debate's over. Abraham Lincoln completed that debate. It's like, well, what does that tell you about Abraham Lincoln completing the debate at the point of a gun or, you know, thousands and millions of guns that killed thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the Civil War?
What's really sad is that most people think that the Civil War was actually about slavery. It wasn't. It was all about states' rights.
Exactly. Abraham Lincoln, when he issued the Emancipation Proclamation, issued it only in the area where he couldn't issue it, which was the rebellious South. He didn't free the slaves in the North. The guy was perfidious. We'll return. We got to take a break. 800-259-9231. Check out the people backing us up at Free Talk Live.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the SACL CAI toll-free way to get in touch with us here at Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner. She's
Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Call us and become part of the program. Join the fun and join in the debate as well. We've been talking about a number of big issues that we find very important, and you might have some on your mind as well. So you can bring them up very easily. And we want to bring something up to you that helps the program. Julie, you wanted to mention that to everybody, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you like what you're hearing and you want to help spread Free Talk Live, please go to vote.freetalklive.com and place a vote. It only takes a minute, and there's no spam or anything like that. All you need is an email address, and we're constantly in the top 10 podcasts on Podcast Alley out of thousands of podcasts, and it really does help get new listeners to the show.
So it's vote.freetalklive.com.
That's right. We're number one right now, but we're only winning by 5 votes. So if you got a second, go out and vote. Get your friends to vote.
Awesome.
Let's keep us in number
That's
one.
A great idea. Vote.freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you go to the website, there are ways to get over there. But if you remember that, please do so. And keep Free Talk Live right up there at the top for podcasts. Okay. Let's go to the phones and the fun once more and talk a little bit about what Troy wants to discuss. Troy's in.
Actually, we got John in Montana first.
Oh, yeah, John.
First.
John
Sorry,
first.
Troy.
Montana, Sensession. Hi, John. How are you?
Yes. Hello. What's the succession thing? I think that. The whole point of that is you're trying to press a point of some kind of, not a rebellion, but a change. We need a change, and we need some stark thing that people can rally behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the moment. It's like Alex Jones and the 9/11 thing. What we need is one thing that everybody can rally behind. It's looking like it might be the immigrant or the Mexican thing. Border thing seems to be the thing that is everybody is more in tune to. You could find something with that to rally the cause of government being basically wrong
yeah.
in quite a few things, but people just can't wrap their hands around it.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should bring that up, John, because obviously we here at Free Talk Live, I think all of us and many of the people in the audience are really frustrated by the immigration issue, not for the same reasons that many of the Republicans, the disenfranchised conservatives, are having with their own party. That is destroying the Republican Party right now, and for good reason. You know, the Republican Party isn't listening to the people who have supported it for so long. They think that they can manipulate. I don't know if you saw the story. I know I'm going to get a little far astray, but my family constantly used to get phone calls from the Republican Senatorial Committee and the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee trying to raise funds. Just last week, they announced that they were shutting down their phone banks. And they said that, oh, it was a technical problem, that their phone banks were outdated. No, it wasn't a technical problem. They weren't getting any money because the conservative Republicans are sick and tired of the Republicans not doing something about an issue they find very important, which is the immigration issue and how they want to make sure that the borders are sealed off and immigrants aren't coming in. They think they're so expensive to us and so on and so forth. So, Frank, John, that might be a catalyst, a catalytic issue. Unfortunately, I believe the constitutional way to look at it and the economic way to look at it is, A, constitutionally, it is not a federal purview. There's nothing in the federal constitution that gives the federal government any power over immigration in any states except the original 13 colonies. It's a very interesting portion of it, and I'll post something over at the Liberty Conspiracy website so people can see some of this information. Thomas Jefferson said it's a state issue, and if people recognize that it was a state issue, these conservatives, supposed conservatives who don't like the federal government messing around with all these different policies because they know that it does such an inefficient and bad job, why don't they let the states decide the way the founders wanted it to be? They don't do it. I think it's a great disservice to people who confuse naturalization, which is a federal purview, with immigration, which is not a federal purview. But I understand the frustration. I know I'm walking a little bit here, John, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to continue.
Okay. Well, no, it's a good point that it's a state versus federal, and that is a good thing, because that's what they have to. What we have to do is get the federal people out of controlling our lives and get it more to the people, where we have more a chance of electing people in the state than we do in the federal government.
Yeah.
And then we can maybe have some say. But
hey, look at all these local authorities, John, who have apprehended people here in New Hampshire, in Jaffrey, and there's another guy in Hudson. These police officers who've apprehended people based on the federal laws they thought they were supporting, and then the guys that they arrested are gone. Now, on an economic level, I want unrestricted immigration. I think a lot of people, Pat Buchanan was being very disingenuous, I thought, after 9/11 came around. He said, yeah, well, my friends, I was warning everyone about these immigrants and we had to stop them before this 9/11 thing happened. It's like, hey, Pat, you weren't talking about national security on immigration. You were talking about losing American jobs. And what we see is that immigrants bring in lower price wage labor, which allows more money to be freed up, which allows us to be more productive. Why do we want to have to spend more money to get the products we want? That's not what a productive economy is all about. And yet over and over you hear conservatives are saying, well, these companies don't want to charge good wages. No, the companies would love to charge, love to pay higher wages, but the products they're making don't demand enough from the consumers to be able to pay the wages. So they hire people who can do the work so that the customers will continue buying, say, the apples at X number of pennies per pound or watermelons. That's the way it works. It's all customer-consumer driven. And the conservatives do not wake up to the economic reality that you can see at places like FEE.org and Mises.org, real free market institutions of economics. It's a basic axiom, and they don't get it.
Well, that's an interesting point in itself, that you're saying it's basic. I'm saying jobs versus how much people have to pay for a product. And supposedly, if you hire a cheaper person, the product will be cheaper, but then you're losing the job.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, for example, it's the same thing with trying to stop less expensive foreign products from coming into the United States. Why do we want to have to spend an extra $1, $1.50 for an American-made shirt when we can get a Mexican-made shirt for less, and we have that extra $1 or $1.50 saved up, which then allows us to go spend it on a new startup product? It's the same thing with automation. Everybody would say, oh, we don't want automation because jobs will be lost. But if we can automate and get products for less, it gives us more expendable capital, more liquidity to invest in new startup businesses. Otherwise, we retard the progress of the economy. And you can't do that. And that's the thing that drives me nuts. It's like the conservatives should be the first people next to libertarians who understand the dynamics of the free market economy. And yet they never do that. They're going populist on us the way Pat Buchanan did. And I don't like it. It bugs me.
Well, you got some good points, but you're going to have to realize there's going to be, oh, God, I don't know, the masses are going to always be uneducated, not be able to do higher education business things. And so they're going to be, you know, grunt work, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to find jobs for those people.
Well,
and
that's because they go to government schools, and that's what government schools turn out. Workers.
I don't know who's doing it.
Well, John, one final thing, John, before we move on to Troy in Canada. First of all, thank you very much for calling, especially for us filling in. It's been a real pleasure to be able to fill in for Ian and Mark. And
you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. But, you know, it's quite interesting when you look at the economic argument of it and you think about what some of the conservative folks have been saying. And, you know, I understand what people are saying about the welfare state and how expensive it is that so many of these illegal immigrants and legal immigrants get on the welfare state. But I have heard people say, well, you know, that's only for Americans. As if somehow the taking of somebody else's property and the handing off of it to someone else is acceptable if you're American and unacceptable if you're foreign. You can't do that if you're foreign, but it's okay if we're American. How about we get rid of the welfare state entirely? Hey, we got to take a break. We will return. Thank you so much for the call, John. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live, your program. We'll be back with Troy in Canada and you coming up.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Attention women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live continues. The phone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Go to freetalklive.com. We're up against the clock. I am Gardner filling in for Ian, and she is...
Julia.
And she has something she wants to tell us.
That's right. Do you know if your hard-earned asset, your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there is one in three chances that you will be named in a lawsuit next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering what you have earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. Sorry, I'm a little cross-eyed there for a minute.
No problem. So it is a good idea to head on over there. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And thanks to everybody for participating as well. I'm really glad to have an opportunity to fill in for these guys who do great work. Go to freetalklive.com. I want to put another plug in for the Liberty Conspiracy. It's libertyconspiracy.com if you get a chance to go over there. Okay, now, want to take one more call real quick. Troy's been waiting patiently in Canada, and we'll try to get to Josh in Texas as well. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Thank you very much for waiting and for your call. How are you, sir?
Very good, very good. I just wanted to mention that Tucker Carlson, I found him on YouTube there. He interviewed Ron Paul a couple times.
Yeah, and, Mr. Bowtie with Ron Paul.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea he was a libertarian, and he said he voted for Ron Paul when he ran for president.
Awesome.
And, very good interview.
I thought Tucker was more sort of a traditional conservative, but he's saying he's a libertarian. That's fantastic to know.
Well, I'm not sure if he said he was a libertarian, but he did vote for Ron Paul.
Fantastic. Said. Awesome. Wow.
So that's great news that obviously, you know, more of a mainstream guy is promoting Ron Paul there.
Yeah, and I say, hey, more power to Tucker Carlson. Send him some positive thoughts. I'm going to see if I can find a way to get in touch with him and thank him for bringing Ron Paul on. The more people who get positive feedback, the more they'll bring him back. That's fantastic. Thanks for the... Hey, Troy, where are you in Canada, by the way, man?
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. Wow. I had a friend who used to come from Oshawa, and I lived in Vancouver for about 6 months working on the TV show The Outer Limits. Canada is a fine country in many respects. You do very well out there, man.
Unfortunately, we're in Afghanistan now, so, you know, we're not perfect. So.
I know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. You got it. And let's go to Josh, who's in Texas, wants to talk about education. Hi, Josh, and thank you. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
What can we do for you tonight, sir?
Well, I had a comment kind of about your first guest about the Feds in the Classroom deal.
Yeah, Neil McCluskey in his book, Feds in the Classroom.
Yeah, even though he's not here, I wanted to ask him, or maybe ask you, you sounded like you knew something about it, if you had heard of the work of someone...
Oh, shoot, we lost him. Bummer. Josh, see if you can call us back. We'll see if we can get you on. The producers will try to get you right back. It's 800-259-9231. We lost Josh. We'll try to get him back right when he was going to mention the name, and I could have queued off it. That's funny, Julia. Hey, listen, Julia, while we're waiting and seeing if Josh can call us back, and Josh, I apologize so much for losing the call there. Don't want to be effusive, but I really would love to get you back before we close off the show. Let's tell people about the wonderful Sir Lord God King Bob Geldof. You know, the Boomtown Rats man who can't stand. He really dislikes Mondays. Well, Sir Lord Bob Geldof was upset. He and Bono, who hasn't been interesting since they released War, what was that, 20 years ago? The minute you two met Brian Eno, it was over. For the Unforgivable Fire and the, you know, the Joshua Twig or whatever that stupid hunk of plastic was. What a piece of crap that thing is. You two, boring. But the first couple albums were really good. Well, the G8 summit ended yesterday. Here's the report from David Blair of thetelegraph.co.uk. Dateline, Kulingsborn. David Blair reports the G8 summit ended yesterday with world leaders pledging to spend $30 billion on fighting AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis in stressing their determination to help Africa. Let's go to the newsreel footage.
The world's richest countries have promised more billions for Africa at the end of the G8 summit. If it sounds familiar, it is. Just 2 years ago, the same leaders promised to make poverty history.
If we actually put the money we say we're going to put through aid and give primary education to young people in Africa, think of the change that will be.
Well, they've offered $60 billion to fight AIDS, TB and malaria this time around. And they said they'd renew their commitment to sorting out Africa's problems. The campaigners have reacted with disappointment and disbelief. They say the G8 was already failing to deliver on its previous promises. This was how Tony Blair sold the summit deal.
I think the important thing is that all the things that we committed to at Glen Eagles 2 years ago have been recommitted. It shows that Africa will continue to be right at the top of the agenda. And although there was obviously on both sides, both on our side and the Africans, a desire for a lot more to be done, I think there was also recognition there'd been enormous progress made.
But that wasn't good enough for the man who made Live 8 happen, Sir Bob Geldof.
And the communique is laughable. I mean, genuinely laughable. I mean, its language is ridiculous. It's meant to obscure the fact that they achieved nothing. And by achieving nothing, of course, they've condemned millions of people to the worst excesses of extreme poverty.
Okay, I've had enough of, Mr. Erudite Bob Geldof. You know, this guy has some very fine intentions, but you don't solve the problem of world hunger by perpetually increasing world theft. Majority-sanctioned theft does not...
Well, that was my first thought, was, wait, why do I have to help Africa? I live in America.
It's incredible that these people who were supposedly the anti-authoritarians, Bob Geldof and all these rockers like Bono and all these people, they're the ultimate authoritarians. These people who came out of the 60s, these guys are more in the, you know, the punk era and stuff, but I thought maybe with the punks there would be something different. Maybe they would recognize that their utopian socialist ideals weren't going to operate because human beings are individuals. They are not parts of collectives. And even if they were to join parts of collectives, they're still individuals who compose the collectives. It's part of logic. It's a logic train, Bob. And so the deal with these guys is they're complaining that we're not getting our money taken enough and handed over to these people, that somehow, if there isn't more theft, people are being condemned to starvation, death by starvation, because some of us aren't giving up enough money?
Well, they're helping people, okay? Cut them a break.
It's just disgusting. This Bob Geldof, and here's a guy, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, the number is 800-259-9231 at Free Talk Live. This is Gardner filling in for Ian, along with
Julia,
the lovely and affable Julia. You know, this is a guy, Bob Geldof, who's wearing a gold chain, has designer sunglasses, and in the photograph at telegraph.co.uk, is sitting there with specially bottled water in a very nice and probably very expensive shirt. Now, before I would force any of my neighbors to do anything, I would tie that guy down and take every penny of what he's got and give it to whomever I want to have my money. How about that, Bob? Hey, how about we get organized force to take money from whomever I want, Bob.
And give it all to Free Talk Live.
That's right. Maybe those people deserve it. Oh, but I see. You're working for what's good. You're trying to save people's lives. You don't do good by doing evil first. It doesn't work that way. And taxation to support the G8 is evil.
That reminds me of a quote. It's not exactly the same, but it does have to do with stealing. We had an eminent domain here locally, and there was actually one politician who had the nerve to say, eminent domain is not only stealing, it's giving too.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. Where do these people come from? Are they spawned from some bizarre agar dish in a sixth grade science class? Hey, look, I made another politician. What is it with these? Oh, man. You know, this is one of the, I'm really glad I'm at Free Talk Live, because if I was on my own show, what ends up happening in talk radio is you end up getting really angry and negative, because there's so much stuff. They're trying to get you every way they can. They're trying to get you. And some of them don't even realize it. They think it's perfectly acceptable. And Bob Geldof thinks it's perfectly acceptable to criticize these people who are operating by force, by majority sanctioned theft, to say that they are reprehensible for not stealing more from the people who elected them. And
amazing.
Many of them who did not. It's incredible. It's just totally beyond the pale. Bob Geldof, man. I wish I owned a Boomtown Rats record so I could smash it between my teeth and bleed because I was so angry. But I have better taste than owning any records by the Boomtown stinking rats. Oh, man. I don't even think I have any U2 discs.
I know.
No,
I don't.
No, I have some of their records on vinyl back when they had October, and boy, those are pretty good. You know, like I Threw a Brick Through a Window, that sort of thing. Anyway, just it's incredible. You can find the story elsewhere, but I'll ask you a question. First of all, here's the philosophical question. Is theft ever excusable? For example, if you were in a situation, this is a totally abstract question. If you were in a situation where you had someone starving, would you make a choice to steal from someone to give food to that starving person?
No.
We'll leave that question. I would not. We'll leave that question to you. Julia, thank you so much. It's been great.
Yes. Yes, it has.
Awesome. Really awesome.
Get rid of them more often.
We'll take the tape off their mouths and bring it back. Monday on Free Talk Live. Thanks so much for being part of the program. Julia, awesome.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.